been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is the July 9th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. Look at this. Hey, we've got a nice start to a new week. This will be a full week of trading. No holidays in the middle of the week to interrupt our fun this week. We have the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 183 points this morning, which works out to 0.75%. The Dow is now at 24,639. The S&P 500 is up 0.5%. It's up 14.5 points. That puts the S&P 500 at 2,774. Over at the NASDAQ, the NASDAQ's up about 0.5% also. And the NASDAQ is at 7,724. It's up 36 points this morning. The Russell 2000, only up 0.33%. So the Dow definitely performing the best of the big indexes today. S&P 500 next, then the NASDAQ, then the Russell 2000, which led the market last week, up 0.33% this morning. Oil is down 16 cents to $73.64. Gold is up $8 to 1263. The euro is flat today against the dollar. The 10-year yield is up 3 basis points this morning to 2.86%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, strapped into my trading chair, my seat belt is fastened, and I'm ready to rock and roll through a week, not to be interrupted by a holiday. They just get in the way of all the fun that we have here in the market. We saw some pretty light volume in the market, but it looks like we're back to full steam ahead today. Boy, did we have a rally on Friday before we went into the weekend. In my newsletter, I mentioned how stocks blasted off last week, especially on Friday, especially after the big turnaround on Thursday, and then just a huge jump on Friday. Why? Well, you have to read the newsletter to find out why. I gave the reasons. You can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com to get 2 free weeks of my full Monty newsletter, and then the free version after that. That's at GundersonCapital.com. We had a huge jobs report on Friday. There's a little bit of a hint as to why the markets were so buoyant before we went into the weekend. Lately, we've had just the opposite happening. Everybody's selling everything before we go into the weekend, so they don't have any risk when we wake up on Monday morning. Well, the U.S.-China trade conflict continues. That continued on Friday, but the market seemed to shrug it off. $32 billion in tariffs were put on Chinese goods. There has been no reaction yet so far, but the market seemed to shrug it off again, and the NASDAQ especially roared, and the small cap index roared on Friday. There was also huge news on a biotech drug and company, Biogen, on Friday that put big gains into the big pharma stocks, and it put big gains into the biotech stocks. In fact, Biogen was up over 14% on Friday on positive data on their Alzheimer candidate, BAN2401. Now, it's just in phase two, But the news was pretty good. And, of course, that boosted not only Biogen, but many other biotech stocks, including a lot of other companies that are working on Alzheimer's. And the biotech index, IBB, was up like 3 or 4% on Friday. And, of course, we had that big jobs report on Friday. It did come in hotter than expected. The world markets like that. Look what happened overnight in the global markets. Japan was up 1.2% after our big day on Friday. Hong Kong was up 1.3%. China, which is in the crosshairs of the Trump trading team, China was up 2.5% overnight. India was up 0.75%. Even France up 0.6%. And then, of course, as I looked at the futures last night, I would like to see what kind of day I'm going to have the next day, what to prepare for. And I saw that the futures were up like 120 points or something on Sunday evening. I said, well, that looks pretty positive. That's a good way to start a new week. We'll also start a new week with a pick, a Supreme Court pick. President Trump will announce his decision tonight on a U.S. Supreme Court justice to replace retiring Anthony Kennedy. The short list reportedly consists of Federal Appeals Court judges Amy Coney Barrett, Thomas Hardiman, Brett Kavanaugh, and Raymond Kethledge. I think it's going to be Barrett. We'll see. That's where my money is. Landmark rulings may be revisited, as any one of them could tip the balance of the 9-person court toward conservatives. And you know what? It's going to be tipped for a long, long time in the future, especially you've got two more out there. Ginsburg and the other guy that's 80 years old right now. I can't think of his name right now, but they're also talking about retirement at 80 plus years in age. North Korea slams U.S. nuclear talks. That was a bit of a surprise, but then again, it's North Korea. Talks between the U.S. and North Korea hit a snag on Saturday as Pyongyang called the visit by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo regrettable and accused Washington of making gangster-like demands. I like Kim Jong-un calling America gangster-like. The U.S. insisted on unilateral CVID, which is the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization. So those talks broke down a little bit there on over the weekend. I wouldn't go selling the defense stocks just yet. They've sold off quite heavily on peace talk, in quotation marks. I think Lockheed Martin and Raytheon and the rest are still very much in play here, even though they've sold off mightily here recently. You still got all of the big fireworks going on in the UK. Brexit Secretary David Davis, along with Junior Brexit Minister Steve Baker and Suella Braverman, have resigned in a stinging rebuke to Theresa May after she forced through a new soft Brexit strategy. She's backing down, it sounds like, from what the people voted for. There's 9 months before Britain leaves the EU and just over 3 weeks before the EU says it wants a deal. The departures put a question mark over whether May can get backing of Parliament and whether there may be a leadership contest. Is Theresa May's leadership in jeopardy? You know, Europe just doesn't need the uncertainty right now. The European economy continues to struggle along. Their stock market continues to struggle along. The only help they're getting is from the European Central Bank, the ECB, by keeping rates low. And now they've got not only a trade war with them in the crosshairs, wanting reciprocal trade from the current administration, but they've got this Brexit problem, which has been around for quite some time. Buyback set for record. S&P 500 companies are on track to repurchase up to $800 billion in shares, a total that would top the 2007 record. However, it's not really leading to gains in the stocks. In fact, if you look at some of the buyback ETFs, PKW, SYLD, TTFS, SPYB, TTAC, man, there's more ETFs than there are stocks now. The buyback-related ETFs, not doing that great. All right, we got a lot of stocks to talk about today on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back. The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio hour. Is it hot where you are? It's been pretty hot out here on the western half of the U.S. here recently. Should hopefully maybe get a break in the heat here pretty soon. Even in San Diego, it's quite warm here recently. Anyways, here's one of the hottest reports I see out today. I always like these forecasts that go way outside the norm where someone makes just this bold prediction. Okay, this comes from Bernstein Research, which is pretty well known. I mean, these no small firm. If I remember right, I've been in downtown Manhattan several times back in New York City, and I remember seeing Bernstein's headquarters right there on near Wall Street. They say that crude oil prices could super spike above $150 per barrel. They say crude oil prices could spike to an all-time high above $150 because big oil companies are investing too little money in new production. This is what Bernstein Research forecast. Reinvestment in oil reserves is the lowest in generations, while the amount of time those reserves will last has fallen by 30% since the year 2000. At some point, the proverbial chickens will come home to roost. This is good news for Dallas and Houston and many cities in between. The impact will be production declines and another super cycle in oil prices. Okay, that's according to Bernstein. Now, you can play that if you want to buy into their research and their conclusions. There's 3x oil. There's 2x oil. There's oil stocks. There's the energy sector. But I would warn you that this is a forecast that is way outside of the consensus opinion out there, which is oil more in the $75 range going forward, and theirs is in the $150 range. So take it with a grain of salt. Speaking of Dallas, we will be calling this week. It's kind of hard last week, really, to get anything going, calling people with people leaving on vacation trips, hamburger barbecue, swimming pool time, all kinds of things going on last week. But we'll be calling. We met with a lot of people in Dallas. We got a lot of follow-up to do, and that will be happening this week. German industrial output. This is the first good news I've seen from Europe in months. German industrial output bounces back in May. Okay. I've been giving one bad reading on Europe after another. And a lot of asset allocators say, you know, you got to have some money allocated to Europe and to the emerging markets and to the bond market and to this and to that and over here, over there. And I say, you know what? You want to be in the best asset classes now. And Europe is not one of the best asset classes now. Their economy continues to stumble along. They continue to fight like cats and dogs over the migration issue that they have. You've got Brexit out there looming. You've got the European Central Bank now in semi-tightening mode. They've got to do something. They've got to start tightening up the spigot there of that loose money. And they're trying to live off of monetary policy by itself, which cannot be done. Eventually, it's going to peter out. But German industrial output increased by 2.6% in May, beating forecast of 0.3. Now, this is, comes after four consecutive monthly drops, all right? So finally, some good news coming out of Europe. But that's the only good story I've seen on their economy in quite some time. Tencent Holdings, there's been, this has been a record year for IPOs. I reported on this in my newsletter. All the companies that have gone public, that have used this interest, high degree of interest in the stock market for floating shares, doing secondary offerings, doing convertible debt offerings, but the IPO market has also been red hot. Well, the biggest one of the year is coming. Chinese internet giant Tencent Holdings, which I continue to own in my premier growth portfolio, is looking to spin off and list its online music business, seeking an initial public offering of $250 billion. So that would be quite a an IPO there on Tencent Holdings. Well, are IPOs a good investment? Well, we have an IPO ETF out there that tracks IPOs. It certainly hasn't done very well since the beginning of the year. And there's other IPO. There's about four of them. These are ETFs that track the IPO market. They've done very, very poorly over time. My stance on IPOs is, you know, I give them a year. Unless there's something very, very exceptional, I give them a year. A good case in point would be Facebook. When Facebook initially went public, I said, give it a year. And let's see if he can prove, let's see if our friend running Facebook can prove that he can run a publicly traded company. And what's happened since then? Earnings have been growing by about 110% per year over the last 5 years. After year one, I decided that this guy knows how to run a publicly traded company. He's proven himself. And my app can't start giving rankings to companies until they've been public for at least 3 months, preferably 6 months. Then I start getting rankings. Then we also start getting earnings track records, which are very, very important, after about a year, within a year of going public. Now, having said that, the average IPO this year is up about 22% from its IPO price. But in aggregate, if you look at an ETF that invests in nothing but IPOs, I think it's up about 4.5% year to date. So, also, if you look at the long-term track record of IPOs, they have sorely underperformed the S&P 500. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt. My basic rule of thumb is give them 1 year after going public to assess whether or not they're a growth company like they purport to be or not. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. This will be a full week of trading. We don't have to worry, like I say, about that those nagging holidays that get in the way of all of our fun that we're having. Boy, we finished off the week last week with a bang. Last Friday was just an awesome, one of the best days in the market in a long, long time. It kind of came out of nowhere, too. You're thinking, gee, the tariffs are going to hit today. We've got another weekend coming up. Investors, a lot of the hedge fund guys, institutions, not institutions, but hedge fund guys and traders, always want to move to the sidelines before the weekend because they never know what's going to happen over the weekend. And yet we had just an explosion to the upside in the market on Friday. Well, I think it's a good time here to take a look at where we are year to date. We are now halfway through the market, plus a week. So we have a little less than one half of the year left to go in the market. And it's been all about the correct asset allocation so far in 2018. If you've been in the wrong, if you've been looking for love in all the wrong places, you have not made any progress whatsoever this year. And if you've been looking for love in the few right places, there's only been a few, then you're getting by okay. I've been lucky enough to be in the right asset classes so far this year. Okay, let's give a little rundown here. What's the biggest winner so far in 2018? Energy. Oil started the year at $60.12 per barrel. It's now $73.92 per barrel. It's up 23% since the beginning of the year. Now, I haven't had a huge exposure to the energy stocks, but I've had an exposure to the energy stocks. So I've participated in some of that. But on a percentage basis, that asset class, that commodity, oil up 23% since the beginning of the year. Now, you can't say that about all commodities. Even commodities are subdivided into several subdivisions. Gold, on the other hand, has been a loser this year, down 3.8%. It's one of the worst performing asset classes. And the app, the Best Stocks Now app, and the newsletter have been negative on gold for a long, long time. And we continue to be negative on gold until something happens that perks gold up, mainly inflation. That's what gold is searching for and not getting. The second biggest winner in the market this year have been the U.S. small cap stocks. U.S. small cap stocks are up 12.1% year to date, as measured by the S&P 600. Well, you can then go through the S&P 600 and find the best stocks now in that index. But the index has done quite well on its own, thank you. The U.S. S&P 600 small cap index up 12.1%. Now, this is quite a change versus what's been going on in the market over the last couple of years. It's been all large cap. Small caps have been left behind, eating the dust of small cap stocks. Now, what happened in the app, the Best Stocks Now app, and in the newsletter over the last several months? I've been pointing out the fact that the action is moving to the small cap stocks. I remember writing a newsletter several weeks ago. Something is going on in Smallville. What's going on with the small caps? Well, the app was pointing to small cap stocks. The pointer on the compass was pointing to small cap stocks. My ultra growth portfolio had a phenomenal day on Friday with several big winners. And that portfolio leans towards small and mid-cap stocks. It's my best performing growth portfolio so far this year, even though the premier growth portfolio is also doing well. What's the next biggest performer? The NASDAQ, the technology stocks, up 11.4% year to date. That's where the NASDAQ is. Now, how has the difference, how wide is the gap between the small caps and the large caps this year? Well, the Dow is down 1.1% year to date, which I think is a pretty good proxy for large cap stocks. The Dow down 1%, the NASDAQ up 11.3%, and the small cap index up 12.1%. Now, the Dow stocks have been caught up in the trade war. Eventually, when those trade war starts to settle down, you're seeing it a little bit here today with the 200-point move up in the Dow. But for the year, the Dow is still down 1%. This has been a year where really the only asset classes that have worked are A, U.S. small cap stocks, B, technology stocks, and C, the energy patch. And I think if you've listened to my show since the beginning of the year, those have been the only stocks that I've been talking about. Oh, it's not all technology stocks. There's others, the MasterCards and the Visas, they continue to do well. Those are financial stocks. But if you're looking for broad asset classes and where the action has been, it's been in U.S. small cap stocks, technology stocks, and the energy patch. Large cap stocks, especially Dow types, a lot of soggy stocks in the Dow, the Procter & Gamble's, the Johnson & Johnson's, the IBM's of the world. What does the Dow Jones Industrial people do? They kick out GE and they put in, CVS? And CVS is down 11% since they put it in the Dow. Another bad move there. The S&P 500, which would be the best benchmark to take a look at, the whole U.S. stock market, it's up 3.2% year to date. The bond market, well, let's look at stocks in general. You've had to be in the U.S. If you're in emerging markets are down 8% year to date. And I think my newsletter, my radio show, my app definitely pointed you out of the emerging markets quite some time ago. How long have I been talking up in the air here about running and fleeing those emerging markets? Europe is down 3.7%. You haven't heard me say anything favorable about Europe hardly at all since the beginning of the year. It's down 3.7%. And China, which is really taking the brunt, of the trade war, is down 8.3% year to date. The bond market, which has had a rally here recently, I think it's all just trade related, trade war related, people parking in a safe haven. The 10-year treasury, an ETF that tracks the 10-year treasury, is down 2.8% year to date. So if you're basically 50-50 stocks and bonds, you're down 2.8% on treasuries, you're down 1% on the Dow, unless you're in small cap stocks, technology stocks, and energy stocks, you haven't made any progress so far in 2018. Well, you can look at my newsletter, you can look at my model portfolios. The only one that's struggling this year is the dividend payers, the income stocks, because for the most part, the dividend payers are multinationals, large caps that are caught up in the trade war. Now, having said that, there are a lot of small and mid-cap stocks that pay dividends. So if you're looking for income, in my humble opinion, you got to start moving towards small cap and mid cap dividend payers. In fact, there's an ETF that's a good proxy for this asset class, DES, small cap, the small cap dividend index, because the large cap dividend index is struggling this year until we get this trade war settled. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I remember a while back I was interviewed by a Barron's reporter, and I was quoted on the front page of Barron's. And I remember during that conversation how I brought up my bearish outlook for the bond market. And she says, well, where do you have your clients invested right now? And I said, well, I don't have any exposure to the bond market. And she said, isn't that a radical stance that you take? I said, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. I guess it goes against the grain of the asset allocation crowd that makes up about 80% of my business. Well, I see this weekend, Barron's had an article, How to Beat the Bond Blues. Well, you wouldn't have the blues if you'd listen to Gunderson, Barron's. Anyways, they say investors can't be blamed for wondering whether it's worth investing in bonds, says their cover story this weekend. Investment-grade corporate bonds are down 4.9% year-to-date. Well, there goes your yield right out the window, and that's just the first half of the year, putting them on track for the worst calendar year since 1974. So I guess I'm the one with the radical stance not to have any exposure to the bond market. Well, Bill was right again. What's a fixed income investor to do, says Barron's? Well, I have an answer for that. You can hold the bonds to maturity. There's one answer. But most people don't do that. Most people are in bond funds and bond ETFs. How about the logical answer? To not have any exposure to a bad asset class. Instead, Barron's suggests sticking with funds that pose less interest rate risk than the Bloomberg Barclay U.S. Aggregate Bond Index. That's a huge bond ETF, AGG, which is the primary investment grade benchmark. They say instead, stick with short duration high-grade funds. They mentioned the Thompson Bond Fund, THOPX, an investment-grade fund with a duration of 1.1 year and a yield of 3.4%. All right, if you want 3.4% yield, I do see that this thing's been going up. You get your 3 or 4% yield, but it still has interest rate risk in the long run. It's doing well right now because there's been a movement with rising short-term rates that's helped them. They also mention short-duration Semper, short-duration SEMRX, an ultra-short fund. It yields 2%. I can go to the bank and get a CD and not have any interest rate risk. And it has returned 1.1% this year. With the duration of 3 months, this is short-term paper, it has held up well. So do you want something that has held up well, or do you want something that's making money? Like small cap stocks, U.S., or technology stocks, U.S. Investors could place 25% of their assets in the Invesco Bullet Shares 2020 Corporate Bond ETF. No thanks. Eaton Vance Floating Rate Advantage, a top performer, is up 2.5% this year. So there you go. If you cannot divorce yourself from the bond market, which Barron's called me a radical for saying not to have any exposure to bond funds and bond ETFs. MasterCard makes another strategic purchase here. I continue to own MasterCard in my premier growth portfolio. It is at $200 a share right now. Its all-time high is $204 per share. You go back 7 years ago, it was $21 per share. It's gone from $21 to $200 per share, one of the great IPOs of all time that flies under the radar. You know, Boeing lost an order with Iran Air of 80 jets, but guess what? Saudi Arabia steps up to the plate and orders about the same number, which would replace that order that they lost. Boeing is having a good day today. Boeing is up $5.80 per share, and that's a 1.7% gain today. And Boeing, now here's another radical idea for Barron's. Boeing offers a 2% dividend yield, which is about what your short duration bond fund yields here, with no capital appreciation potential, Barron's. And Boeing offers a 2% dividend yield, and I think capital appreciation potential. Boeing was a $56 stock back in 2011. Today it's a $340 stock, and I think it still offers quite a bit of upside potential. So there's my other radical idea. Here's one that's initiated. This is one of my stocks. Who's initiating this? I can't see who it is. Citigroup. They like Teladoc. Actually, Berenberg likes Teladoc, T-D-O-C, which is a small cap stock. Teladoc has been a big winner for me in my ultra growth portfolio. It's hitting a new all-time high today, even though it's pulling back just a little bit. So there you go. As we start a new week, I've identified the asset classes for you that are working. I've told you the neighborhoods to stay out of. It's up to you. I don't know what neighborhoods your investment advisor has you in. I've had several people this year fire. I've gotten investment advisors in trouble this year for being in the wrong places and not having a good reason when the investor called up and said, how come I'm in this asset class now? This is the worst asset class now. Why aren't I in the best asset classes now? Well, I don't make any guarantees, but I go where the action is. I do everything I possibly can on a daily basis to try to make you money. That's my passion from the time I get up in the morning until the market closes and beyond, trying to find those best places in the market now. If you'd like to talk to us about money management, retirement planning, financial plan, are you protected? Do you have a plan? Are you in the right places now? 855-611-BEST or go to our website, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.